On 93.7thefan.com, we're joined by Paul Child, who is a former Pittsburgh Spirit soccer player and current Riverhounds play-by-play announcer. Mr. Child, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
So we had another Riverhounds victory over the weekend in Virginia. The Riverhounds beat the Richmond Kickers 2-1. So they now improve to, they're still off to their best start, 5-1-6.
That is correct, yeah. I mean, they just lost 3 days before against a real tough team from Nashville. So, they played on Wednesday and went down to Richmond. So it was a great, great result for them. And I watched the game, actually, and it was a great turnaround because they were losing 1-0.
I believe they finished 13th in the conference last year, and they've turned it around. What can we credit that to?
Well, I think coaching, to be honest with you. I think, they brought in Bob Lilly, who was formerly with the Rochester team. I know Bob Lilly. I played with him at one time and also coached him for the Pittsburgh Stingers here, an indoor team that we had a while back. And he's been in the league for 18 years and he's won a championship and obviously, is able to get the players that he needs to make things work. I mean, they haven't been scoring a lot of goals lately, so it was good to see them score a couple of against Richmond, and that's what he's been pushing for. They've always been very, very solid in defense, and I think that's the biggest turnaround. And Bob, I spoke to him after the game on the weekend, and he's still looking, he thinks there's a great deal of an improvement with the players, and there's a lot more to get out of them yet. And I think as they get confidence, you'll probably see that. And as the season goes on.
And so you think that this team is going to continue to improve as the season continues?
Yeah, definitely. After this game this weekend, and I've watched them all season because I do the broadcasting. I've just seen, improvements in different areas of the field, in attacking play. He's trying to build his attack where, they're not just a good defensive team. Obviously, that really helps when people can't score on you, but you have to create some chances too. And I think it was a good sign this weekend that they can do it and also being 1-0 down. So it's a big confidence builder, I think, for all the players. And then they start really respecting each other more. And we're only a third of the way into the season, really. So there's a lot more time for, development. You get 3 points for a win and one for a tie. So obviously, the wins are super important because you can really move up the standings. So, they're in great position right now. And actually, this week they've got a bye week and they play again on the 16th against the Red Bulls 2, which is the reserve team for the MLS team, the Red Bulls. So they got a little break now, and I'm sure that it was a great way to kind of go into that break, getting 3 points, kind of keeping them up in the standings. So, that's the way that works. So goals are important, and wins are definitely really important. But it's not tying games and up bad either. At least you get a point out of it instead of nothing.
Well, it looks like that's where the defense has come in strong to help get them those 6 points so far, because when the team wasn't able to score, the defense was able to hold the other team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's where one of the strong points are. And, they've had good goalkeeping. One of the keepers got injured about three games into the season, and now Lynn has taken over and really has come on strong, you got to remember the goalkeeper's super important too, because he's the last line of defense. He's the first one you blame when you're a forward player for a goal scored against you. But, he doesn't get much chance to tell the offense, hey, I'm keeping him out, you got to put him in.
Yeah.
And that's where it's funny, because offensive players get a little bit of a leeway where goalkeepers really don't.
This is actually a really exciting conference that they're in, because there's only 6 points separating the first place team, Cincinnati, and the eighth place Tampa Bay Rowdies. And right now the Riverhounds are right in the thick of it in third, and they're only 2 points out of first.
Yeah, we got it. I mean, it's been a great road win for them. This where they're getting this 1 week bye, which is pretty rare. But a lot of games to come, and you know, this is where we got to get some fans out there. I think they're going to enjoy the game and see some exciting soccer as the season progresses. You know.
Well, we are the City of Champions here in Pittsburgh. Hounds are right in the middle of it right now in third place. So if you head down to Highmark Stadium on Saturday, June 16th against the New York Red Bulls 2, that starts at 7 p.m. You can go to riverhounds.com for tickets. And you can also go to the Highmark Stadium box office down at Station Square. And on another incentive, it's going to be WQED Neighborhood Night on the 16th, and they'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think that'll be. I think a lot of people have been mentioning it to me. They're going to head down to the game, and the other thing as well that you got to remember is if it's a gorgeous, you know, if it's a real nice evening, there's nowhere better to watch a game than that stadium, other than, you know, at the Pirates Stadium, but you're looking at a different view, and it's just a great venue when you can watch a great game and watch the Gateway Clipper go by every now and again too, you know. Even the non-soccer fans, you got to get those people down there. They don't know what they're really missing, you know. So I think you'd be surprised. And you've also really, June 14th is the start of the World Cup again. So you're going to see a lot more on television and more publicity regarding the World Cup, even though the USA aren't in it, you know. This is where people can really get an idea of what kind of standard the USL is, you know, with, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, I think, with the talent that they've got down there.